Welcome to Bare Roots,
the podcast that unearths the truth.
Allegedly.
We're your hosts. I'm Alina.
And I'm Shannon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bare Roots Podcast. Today, we're talking about something controversial, dark, and that is the curse of Batman. So I don't know if any of you have heard about this, but some people believe that there are a lot of weird, funky things that are tied to this film franchise, and we're going to dive into it. So let us know, do you agree with this? We're going to obviously give our opinions, but could it be that it's true that there really is a curse with the movie Batman? Dun, dun, dun. Shannon, how are you feeling today about today's episode?
Today I'm feeling good. This episode's going to be one of our quicker ones, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just going to do like a little fun synopsis of what this curse is all about, why people are talking about it, mm-hmm. if it really even exists, you know? And we're doing this at this time, and unfortunately, we did not plan this perfectly, but the newest Batman movie has just come out while we are recording this. You will hear it a few weeks after the fact, but the newest Batman is coming out with our, you know, beloved Robert Pattinson.
And Edward Cullen.
Edward Cullen. It comes up frequently, I feel like. And Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman. I mean, you all know it. You've seen the trailers. You get the hype. Like, you've probably seen it. May have seen it. I am planning on seeing it this Friday. So we'll see how it goes. But
yeah, I heard it's a long movie, 3 hours long.
Yeah.
That's so make sure you go to the bathroom, make sure you prep, make sure you're good, bring your water bottle. You know, it's a marathon.
It is a marathon. Yeah. And I've also heard that it's a more of like a mystery crime thriller than a superhero movie.
Okay. That actually intrigues me more.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely still going to be him in a cape, you know, and a mask, but it seems like, and some people were saying that it's, I don't know, based off of or somehow related to the Zodiac Killer.
Oh, interesting.
Or there are parallels to it. But yeah, it's supposed to be dark and gritty. And it's funny because, you know, the last group of movies that came out with Christopher Nolan's Batman, those were darker and grittier. And now it's apparently even more darker and grittier than that. So we shall see. I saw a meme on Instagram this week, and it was like me in 1989. I was 9 years old. A darker, grittier Batman came out. And then it went to me. It's 2000. Was it five? Yeah, 2005. I'm 24 years old. A darker, grittier Batman is coming out. It's 2022. I am 40 years old. A darker, grittier Batman is coming out.
Just like all these variations.
Yeah. Like, how could it get darker and grittier? But we are here for it. And yeah, that's basically why we have come up with this idea. Because yeah, apparently there's this curse on the franchise. Particularly the Christopher Nolan version. Seems like most of the tragedies happened with his. So maybe the curse has been lifted now that we're going into a new series. I don't know if this is going to be a trilogy or what. This new casting, but I digress.
Yeah, and it looks to be here to stay. I have some stats pulled up. So after the opening weekend, this was the second biggest North American opening since like post-pandemic world.
Oh.
And it grossed about $128.5 million domestically and $120 million internationally. So it is doing quite well. So I think fans listening to this podcast, you guys are going to really like this episode. We really tried to tie it in, like Shannon said earlier.
That's right. Okay. So I guess we'll just do, you know, just a quick little synopsis of Batman. You know the story. Mm-hmm. So it's part of the DC universe, the DC comics. They were founded in 1934, and DC means detective comic. series, which I had no idea that that's what the DC came from. I never even thought to look it up. It's just DC and Marvel. Like, those are the two. You don't question it. That's it.
Yep. And that's an important thing you mentioned, is it's not to be confused with the Marvel movies and the Marvel characters.
Right. No, you cannot. You cannot. They are rivals.
They are rivals.
I remember being younger, and because my brother is into these, I get like, okay, so Superman's part of what? Yeah. Like, the Iron Man is part of what? He's like, Marvel.
It's very confusing, and they're so similar. And I feel like movie buffs and comic buffs would hate us saying that, but it's really hard to get straight.
Yeah, no, you can't compare the two. They are sworn enemies. So, like we were saying, you know, DC Comics, they feature Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, you know, as well as villains like Lex Luthor, the Joker, and Catwoman, all of those classics.
Mm-hmm.
And DC Comics were invented by, actually, now that is DC Comics redundant then, because it's Detective Comics?
That's what I thought to myself, but I didn't come up with the name. It's like, should it be DC series?
I guess so.
But we all say DC Comics. I don't know. It's weird. I agree.
Okay.
Mandela effect.
What is
linked in our bio? If you haven't heard that episode, great plug.
So DC was invented by Malcolm Wheeler Nicholson, and Batman itself was created by artist Bob Kane and writer Bill Finger in 1939. So it was very quick after DC was created itself. It was only 5 years later that they created the iconic Batman. And we all know the story of Batman. He is kind of like a vengeful character. His parents were murdered in front of him when he was a child. We're talking Bruce Wayne, and he turns into Batman. He creates, you know, a war against the criminals of Gotham City and himself. He trained his body and his mind to become a self-made hero. And that's something that's unique to Batman. Well, I'm sure there's plenty of others that are like this, that other people are like, well, what about this? But out of a lot of the top people, Batman's one of the few that has no powers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just his pure, he made himself, you know?
You're right. Right. Yeah. It's just pure mind, body, and soul.
No superhero ability. He just has a lot of money. He works out.
Yep.
And he trains.
Eat, pray, love, baby.
So the goal, I guess, overarching for the writer and artist was to create a superhero without superpowers, just so maybe to be like a little bit more relatable, so we can all kind of pretend that we can be Batman, you know?
The quirky and relatable guy.
The quirky, you know, the billionaire relatable guy. So relatable.
So buff.
He has a butler. And
yeah, he has like this really cool car, and you know,
lives in a mansion.
Crime. Yeah, like we're all exhausted from our 9 to 5, but like his day doesn't stop.
He assembled teams of, you know, his fellow DC superheroes, like the Justice League. You know, this is with the whole crew, and he lives two lives, where one is without financial worry, and then he takes care of the city at night. And you know what's funny is that I happened to stumble across a podcast on, it's like a psychology podcast, but they're doing the psychology of Batman. And it actually came out last October, so it wasn't even like they were trying to be cool like the like us and timing it, you know?
Yeah. Because we're professionals.
But they were talking about, and I don't know if this is true, I should have looked it up, but Bruce Wayne, aka Batman, his money is somewhere in the weapons world. They were basically saying that, like, his weapons will get into the hands of criminals that he then tries to kill. So like he's causing his own problem and he's kind of perpetuating his own, like the need of Batman, I guess. And it really got me thinking, like, because, okay, so the whole crux of the matter is that little Brucey saw both his parents get murdered in front of him, which is traumatizing. That's like trauma with a capital T, you know?
Tragic.
I understand that he's not okay, but it did make me wonder, what would it be like if Batman got therapy?
Yeah. Yeah. What happened if he took mental health and like made that a priority for him?
Right. Like if Bruce
talked to someone.
If Bruce talked to somebody, would there be no Batman?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great segue to our ad better. No, I'm just kidding. I wish. We're working on it, people. Keep listening.
Oh, if only.
If only. But that is a great question. Like, what would Gotham City be cool? Like, would it be calm, collected, if he just, you know, played it cool?
Well, this podcast also noted that Gotham City as a whole is like the epitome of corruption and everything. And Batman has in his head that he just needs to kill off a few bad apples and everything will be okay. But they were saying that no, like the whole system is corrupt. And really the Joker is the only rational person in the universe because he's trying to expose the truth and like, hey, we're all bad and we just want to burn. Joker just wants to burn the city to the ground because it's all corrupt. And Batman's like, no, Joker, it's you. And he's like, it's not me. So it's and like, again, the Batman, Batman just has a lot of psychoses going on. So maybe Gotham City isn't even worth saving? Question mark. Ooh, hot take. I don't know.
Whoa, hot take.
This is me listening to one podcast and now. But that's not why we're here.
That's right. Let's get into the nitty gritty of it. But that's something to think about.
Something to think about.
Yep.
So 40s were the golden age for comics.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought the sense of unity and hope, especially once we get into World War II. And it kind of ebbed and flowed in the 50s. And then it petered out. And then in the 80s and 90s, it kind of came back. And that's where we get the 1989 movie, Batman. And then Batman Returns in 1992. And then, of course, the iconic and what our childhood is more marked by is the Dark Knight trilogy, which it went from 2005 to 2012, which I didn't think, I mean, it makes sense. It's 7 years, but that seems longer than I would have thought it was. And now again, here we are in 2022 with another rendition.
Yeah, it's crazy. Interesting to think of the life of the comic series and how, like you said, just kind of ebbed and flowed throughout history and just how it was hot at one point and then it wasn't. And you could even compare that to Marvel and how they've really totally revamped and became cool again. And again, shifting to the big screen and things like that. But yeah, apparently there's a market for Batman and it's clearly here to stay. It's not going anywhere. Yeah. Alrighty, so let's dive into some of the curses, question mark, that's been tied to Batman. You know, is it true? Is it not true? But before we do, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Alrighty, so let's dive into some of the different theories that are like tied to this curse, if it's true. I think the main one and probably the most chilling of them all is Heath Ledger, who was a famous actor, super good at what he did. He's in so many different genres of movies. So
yeah,
very talented. And the curse is actually related to this movie / his death. So he was found dead in his Manhattan apartment in January of 2008. And he was only 28 years old, which is super sad to think he died so young.
In my head, he definitely made it to the in his 30s in my mind. So when I saw that, I was really surprised.
Yeah, same. Also kind of freaky with the, you know, the the age of 27?
No.
Like, so many people have, like, celebrities have, like, died at 27, so it's kind of weird that he's, like, 28. So it's, like, he made it, but then he didn't. Anyways, the cause of his death was from accidental prescription drug overdose. And this was about 6 months before the film's release. So he had already finished filming it. And this is post-production, but the world hadn't seen it. So it wasn't really like he got the whole like media hype from it, per se, right, from the film launching. Of course, this is a sad, tragic story of Heath Ledger and, you know, his career ending so soon and so abruptly. But there are like little things that people have talked about relating to the Dark Knight movie and like how that could have possibly been connected to his death. So in an interview in 2007, he noted that he had bouts of insomnia while filming The Dark Knight. So it was quoted, he said, "Last week, I probably slept an average of 2 hours a night. I couldn't stop thinking. My body was exhausted and my mind was still going." So it's like, okay, that's interesting. And I think we can all relate to a certain level of just like work keeping us up late. You know, we have like the stressors of work. So it kind of made sense. And as an actor, a lot of these people will just, they fully embody. Like the really good actors will, and I think there's, isn't there a word for it? It's like method acting.
Yeah.
So they really just become the character. And like that's literally how so many of them become like award-winning in their career. So in preparation for his role as the Joker, he took many actions to prepare for his part. So he kept a journal and he would write things down that he thought like the Joker would find funny, like blind babies and AIDS, just to like, again, get into the character. Before the film began recording, Ledger had hid in a hotel room for about 6 weeks to really create the Joker and create the character who he wanted to be on the screen. So people argue, could that have been a cause for a personality change? And interestingly enough, Jack Nicholson, who played the Joker in the Batman movie of 1989, had warned Ledger of this role. And he had reported taking Ambien during the filming of Batman and almost drove off a cliff. That is just so chilling. And he reportedly complained of having respiratory illness in January 2008 and told a co-star that he was having difficulty sleeping and was taking an Ambien to help with everything. So people are wondering, was this method acting going too far? Like, did he become this character of the Joker who is quite troubling, but it just went over and he just embodied it? And like, is that possibly the catalyst to his death? And I don't know, I think just like the most, like I said, chilling part is just the fact that somebody else can relate to this, and aka Jack Nicholson, who just like warned him, which I think is probably the craziest thing. And that he even went through, you know, some mental things by like almost driving off a cliff. That's wild.
Yeah, and honestly, he, the way he died kind of reminds me of Brittany Murphy a little bit, just having this respiratory illness and then taking medicines that definitely just suppress things, you know, instead of getting them checked out. They're taking different things, but some of it was cold medicine on top of, you know, walking pneumonia or whatever it was respiratory wise.
And so I think this kind of sparked a little bit about the conversation about the series, but I wouldn't necessarily say this caused the curse of Batman. I think it, what we'll dive into next, the series of unfortunate events, like, is really what made this whole thing a thing.
Right.
So in one instance, a man named Conway Wickliffe, so he's a New Zealand born special effects technician, and he actually died while working on the film. So in kind of a freak accident, he was on a camera truck filming a stunt when it crashed into a tree in October of 2007. And then another instance that happened was Morgan Freeman. He was playing Lucius Fox in the film, and he was seriously injured in a car accident in Mississippi in August of 2008. And they literally had to use the jaws of life to get him free from this flipped vehicle. And of course, we now know he like made a full recovery and he's good and, you know, still working. But just the fact that it happened within this period. Again, this film came out in January of, or not January, in like mid-2000s. That's kind of freaky.
Mm-hmm.
Another actor, Christian Bale, who was the star of the franchise, was arrested for allegedly assaulting his mother and sister in July of 2008. Which just makes me think of how, at this time, the tabloid magazines must have been going crazy between like Britney Spears, 2007. I don't know. Like, you have like crazy stories like this happening, just one right after the other. Like, there's so much content that is happening in the celebrity world that mm-hmm. is tragic. In the sequel, The Dark Knight Rises, there was a situation where the stunt double for Anne Hathaway, who, like, we all know, I mean, Devil Wears Prada, like, all of that. She played Catwoman, which, honestly, I completely forgot. When I think Catwoman, I still think of Halle Berry.
Yeah, because Anne Hathaway didn't do a great job.
Yeah.
I think Zoe Kravitz is going to do well.
I agree. Like, I've completely removed Anne Hathaway from that category.
Yeah, yeah. Love her, but yeah.
Yeah, love her. You know, Princess Diaries, great. So she had a stunt double, and that stunt double actually reportedly crashed into an expensive camera equipment during filming and got injured. So another tragic incident on set. And days later, the Batwing vehicle was half destroyed in an accident. So we just have a lot of accidents happening. Mm-hmm. And that's related to the Batman universe, which is just some freaky things.
Right.
But last but not least, this is something that ties into Batman, but more like outside of the franchise, not directly to like the acting world. But back in 2012, there was a guy named James Holmes, who was only 24 at the time, and he was involved in a shooting. So I don't know if anybody remembers this, but this happened when he fired into a crowded theater, and this was in Aurora, Colorado, and people were watching the Batman film, and he had shot 12 people and wounded about 38, and he painted his hair to like red to resemble the story's arch nemesis, and just obviously caused all of that deadly shooting and chaos. But just interesting to note the specific movie and how he was dressed up and relating to Batman. So just another tragic event with this franchise.
Yeah, exactly. I still remember that. Yeah, no, that definitely left a huge impact. And I know it made a lot of people anxious, like going to movie theaters after that, and particularly seeing the Batman movies and things like that.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible. Absolutely. And yeah, not necessarily related to the filming of the movie, but yeah, just another, like you said, tragedy on top of all of the other ones that are connected to this trilogy.
Yeah. So I guess the question is, Shannon, what do you think? Like, where's your tinfoil hat? Do you think there is a curse of Batman, or no? Do you think it's as simple as that? The saying that, you know?
No, I don't think there's a curse of Batman. I think particularly like Christian Bale arrested for assaulting his mother and sister, it's like, that's just Christian Bale making bad choices. But I think, yeah, some, I think probably a lot of these accidents that happened on set are just that the Batman movies are action-packed and a lot of the stunts are being done, and maybe, I don't know, maybe the person in charge was a little bit lax. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know anything about that, but and I would like to know how many accidents happen on every movie, every action movie, you know, but it is when they have to do these stunts themselves, or obviously stunt doubles or cars and stuff, there's things are bound to happen. And then the pressure of these really big roles can affect people too, I think. What about you?
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. And actually just you talking about that made me think of the story with Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
He allegedly shot one of the crew on set. And it does make you think and wonder, are we doing enough to protect our actors and people on set? It definitely sounds like Hollywood needs a revamp, a little change, especially when it does come to these action-packed movies. How can we better focus on our people and ensure safety 100%? I agree with you. I don't know if there's a curse, but there is something freaky. I kind of can't deny something weird is tied to it. I guess the good news is that the films are still doing really good. And like, there's not really a bad connotation. Like, people don't necessarily automatically think like the curse of Batman and not want any interest in that series. But it's just weird.
Do you think that curse, quote unquote, has been lifted? Do you think it's just with that trilogy, the Christopher Nolan trilogy, or do you think it will carry into these new movies?
I think it's tied to the trilogy.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. Everyone, we're just going to keep our eyes peeled.
Yeah, hopefully everything.
Hopefully is good. But I do think it is more related to the trilogy. And I don't know, like, are we all more sensitive because of Heath Ledger? And it was such a tragic death. Like, maybe that's another thing. Because I don't know, we wouldn't probably be talking about Christian Bale's, you know, alleged assault. Like, that wouldn't make us, you know, blink another eye. And like you said, the whole on set, you know, crashes or whatnot. But yeah, I do think we are just a little bit more cautious because of his death.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'd like to hear what everyone else thinks. Let us know in the comments and follow us on Instagram at Bare Roots Pod and let us know what you think about this. Like, is it true? Is it not? But we will see you next week for another episode. And on top of that, let us know if you liked this. Should we dive more into movie stuff? I don't know. But thank you all so much for listening again, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.